Hi, everybody. Welcome to Scary Says Yes. That's the Halloween episode of the Power Filler podcast. Harry Says Yes. It's October. It's the nearest podcast released to Halloween, except for the one that'll come out next week, which comes out the day after Halloween. But of course, it will no longer be the Halloween season at that point. So here we are. I'm here with my special spooky guest that I've had every time here on the Scary Says Yes cast. It's John Briggs. Hi,
that's
John.
Me. John, what's going on?
Nothing. That's your catchphrase. Do you have a spooky nickname for yourself, as has been the habit in the last couple of Scary Says Yeses?
Jonathan Scare, in scare quotes, Briggs.
Do you like Halloween?
I like it fine.
Me too. In the past, at Scary Says Yes, we've had like a lot of crazy non-canonical stuff.
Yeah,
I wanted to try and like.
Last year, I was possessed.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Are you okay?
Yeah, still? I'm fine. Non-canonical, so yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's fine. But in that spirit, I thought that maybe we could just keep things low-key.
Low-key.
But still,
mischievous god.
Maybe have some like light sort of Halloween sound effects helping us out with our themes and stuff. So I hired a spooky DJ.
What's his name?
DJ Spider with a Y. Welcome to the podcast, DJ Spider.
Hello, hello.
Now this is what I'm talking about. This is that kind of spooky noises that I love hearing.
Spider with a Y.
Yeah.
And if you get it wrong, you'll surely die.
Whoa. This is some good stuff.
This is like, it's nice. It's safe. You know, it's spooky, but it's safe.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not safe. You will die.
DJ Spider, you're great. Thanks for coming here. How you doing, DJ Spider?
Terrible.
He doesn't break character.
Do you just do one chord?
I'm stuck.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's a spooky chord though. Yeah. What's it called?
C minor.
Minor. Minor gives it the spooky sound.
Yeah. But not in a child way.
Which could be scary if you're an inappropriate adult.
They are... People who offend minors are badly stigmatized in society.
Would you say rightfully so?
No.
Okay, that's spooky.
Spooky DJ. So we got a spooky DJ. He's going to be on a keyboard tonight playing some scary sounds for us. Should be a lot of fun. Good, safe, and yet terrifying mm-hmm. time.
I'm scared and delighted.
Great, me too. DJ Spider, do you want to plug anything?
Oh,
right off the bat?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a tome that I play to welcome the spirits.
All right. Great.
Welcome, spirits. Come and take your form.
Gosh.
Possess the children and bring them to me. What did I just say?
Possess
Halloween,
the children.
Halloween, the children are playing. Knock on my door, yes.
All right. No, that's good. That's good. That was good.
That was good.
Yeah. A lot of stuff about, children, you know, it's
DJ
Halloween.
Spider doesn't discriminate children or adult.
Great.
Everyone's great.
Racially or?
That's a different story.
Maybe we don't ask.
I think we should ask.
Maybe don't ask questions. Any more questions to DJ Spider.
DJ Spider sees color.
Okay, all right. We'll just
alt-right movement.
That was great. DJ Spider, just stop for now. Thanks for everything you do. We got to get to our next segment. Maybe you can
score the segment, maybe.
Okay. Or just maybe the intro. We got some guests on tonight's program, but first we got to get through these to see what's coming up.
Okay.
We're going to John, I'm going to have you read this. Let us know what's coming up and DJ Spider, maybe no talking, but maybe just a little spooky score for the coming up segment. Does that sound good?
That's fine.
Okay, great. Thank you, DJ Spider. Thanks for coming. He was the cheapest DJ. I mean,
also the most appropriate, I think.
You'll pay with your lives!
Maybe you can do a sting for, like, just find the right spot and as I read this, and we'll figure it out.
Sounds like a good DJ Spider? It's a cumbersome thing to say so often. Go ahead, John.
So I'm just starting from the top.
Start from the top. Is that cool?
Yeah, of course. So welcome to the Ookie Suki podcast of terror.
Yeah.
Welcome, if you dare. This perfect. This podcast is hosted by Scary Nelson.
That's me. Sorry, I didn't mean to take your thing.
And the guests just are cursed.
Yeah, the guests are cursed. I edited it pretty.
Does that make me?
You're the co-host.
Okay, good. Thank goodness. You don't need to be. Sorry, let me take. You don't need to overstand anything,
ooh,
but please be patient. In a mental hospital. Thanks.
Great.
Coming up, we're going to play Boo-Dat-At.
Oh, I don't think we're actually doing that.
Okay. But that would be the scary version of Who Dat At.
Yeah. Didn't work out. I was like, who would I do it? There's no like monsters with Twitter accounts.
Count Chocula.
That's what I thought, but yeah. You would have guessed it. I mean, the fact that you guessed that right away, yep. It means.
And then we're going to do some audience out screech.
Love it. This is great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been having trouble getting work.
I think this is going to turn things around for you, DJ Spider.
How much are you paying, DJ Spider?
It's gauche to discuss such things on air, but it's not a lot.
Okay.
More like ghost.
Nice.
That's why we got him. Is that all you got there?
Nope. Plus a special scary guest.
Yeah, that's true.
And now back. Scary.
That's me. Hey, great job, John.
Thanks. Sorry I stumbled on a few words.
It's okay. It was poorly edited. So, we got some, as you know, we encourage our listeners to reach out and we reach right back in a little segment called Audience Outreach. Let's hear that theme, John.
When there's spiders in the air and you don't know why, it's probably because they're dangling like a spy. A spy in Mission Impossible, the first, but the movie version, not the shitty TV show. I'm talking about Tom Cruise. Let's listen to some people. It's the outscreech time.
Great.
It's the outscreech time. Well, my name's John Briggs, and I'm here to say that I'm gonna be spooky in a tepid way. Like, rubber spiders and... Oh, wait. Your name is DJ Rubber Spider, right?
Rubber's my first name.
Okay. I was afraid we messed up your name.
All right.
Audience outreach.
Audience outreach. Great. Great job, DJ Spider. DJ Rubber Spider. Oh, I like that. What was that?
A little flourishment at the end.
Love it. All right, great. So our first scary call is from Austin Swales. What's a good scary nickname for Austin Swales?
Boston Swales.
Ooh, the racistest city on earth.
You ever see that photo of that guy about to impale that other guy with the American flag?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty spooky.
America first.
DJ Spider, I love everything you're doing, but maybe just less, like, political opinions.
You get what you pay for with DJ Spider.
Oh, can't argue with that.
MAGA. Hashtag.
Great. All right, so here's our first call.
Hey, Harry, it's almost Halloween. That means it's time for a Halloween-related question to the podcast, to your co-host, to your guest, to yourself. This is Austin Swales calling from you live from Indianapolis, driving home. So one of my, I love my wife for many reasons. This particular time of year, since it is close to Halloween, I never forget to remind her of how much I love her because she's as white as a ghost or a vampire, which I think is great. She hates it, but I like it. I like the pale skin, the dark hair, the green eyes, the luscious breast, and the sweet
behind.
Oh,
God.
That is
because she's
all me. Oh.
Breastfeeding.
Anyways, what recently are some features that you like about people, even though they might be seen as negative features, such as pale skin? All right, well, again, see ya.
Again, see ya.
Yeah, I think he was saying that she was pale.
Yeah, he doesn't love her because she's white. How do you feel about that, DJ Spider?
You know how Spider feels.
Yeah, thought so.
Yeah, all right. So John, what are some features that maybe though not traditionally,
okay, yeah,
as attractive that you find
beauty standard,
yeah,
something that
bucking. DJ Spider, since our guests aren't here yet, you can chime in on this as well.
Great.
You know I love that.
It will cost extra.
It's fine. It's pretty cheap.
I don't really know how to answer it. As I get older, I find that just pretty much everybody's nice looking. Not everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure.
I just
DJ Spider, what do you think?
I think there's one race that's best.
Oh. Let's figure
you
it
out. I have more opinion. I mean,
which race is it? Should I ask?
I mean, don't ask a question you already know.
That's good advice. Good advice from a bad person.
What about you, Harry? Maybe you give an example and then I'll.
You know, I like a snaggletooth.
Really?
Yeah. Like Jules? Jules got that snaggletooth?
I don't really know.
You don't know about Jules' snaggletooth?
Nah.
It's very well documented. Nah. Do you want me to show you a picture of
Jules? I don't even know what Jules looks like.
Really?
Yeah.
If I showed you three pictures of three women, you think you could tell me which one was Jules?
Probably.
If her mouth was closed? To hide that fucking snaggletooth?
Actually, maybe not. I also have something called Sienna Miller face blindness. Which I don't know what... I've seen Sienna Miller in, a bunch of things, but I don't know... I don't know what she looks like. Like, anytime I see her in a movie, Andy, never mind, he's not even here. My girlfriend, Andy, will, point out when she's in a movie, and I'm like, huh, that's her.
Yeah, I don't know who she is. She was in Mysteries of Pittsburgh, right?
I have no idea.
I think she called it Shitsburg, famously, and she got into a lot of trouble with Pittsburgh. All right.
DJ Spider loves a woman with a pretty laugh.
Aww. That's nice.
Yeah, I think that's...
And a family of racists!
Okay, there you go.
Confederacy is still good.
It's more... I do like that flourish, though. I guess it's fine. All right, well, I guess it's time to introduce our first guest on the program, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I don't know this guest very well.
Hey guys, I'm Shaggy Too Dope.
Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
You're the Shaggy Too Dope?
Yep, that's right.
I didn't recognize him because he's not wearing his makeup.
No, listen, I don't know much about Shaggy Too Dope.
Oh, well, let me tell you. Hootie Hoo, right?
Yeah, you're telling me.
Oh, no, wait, no. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Hootie Hoo is a Carla Hall thing. She's a, you might know her from... Top Chef or one of those shows.
Yeah, Carla Hall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know Carla Hall?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You guys trade different things to...
Shout out.
To holler.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wait, there's a Top Chef contestant that says Hootie Hoo?
Yeah, I think she's from Maryland, and I think it's Maryland thing.
I've definitely heard Hootie Hoo before. Manson. Oh, is it like a sports thing?
No, I think it's like a... I think it's like an inner city thing.
Sure. Is it an owl thing?
Yeah. Owls say it.
No, I think they say hoo, hoo.
I definitely heard one say.
DJ Spider, you're an expert on all things that go bump in the night. What do owls say?
Owls say hoo.
All right.
But they also say... MAGA.
Oh, boy. Right. Hey, actually, I have a question for you, DJ Spider.
And we'll get to you in just a
yes.
second.
Yes. Thank
you.
All right.
More questions for me.
Well, it's actually related to Shaggy 2 Dope being here because he's made a career as a white man appropriating black music. I was curious how you feel about that as a white man who is very proud of white things.
I think it's great.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, okay. Makes sense. Checks out.
It takes all kinds, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Black, white, black and white makeup people yeah. on their face. All that kind of stuff.
So, Shaggy 2 Dope, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
You're one of my favorite juggalos.
Oh, thank you. I mean, yeah, why not?
Are you a juggalo? Since you're...
Technically, yes. Yeah. You know, you gotta... But, you know.
It's like the Queen of England is English.
Technically English, yeah. but like not really. Yeah. Come on. Let's right. be real.
Well, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
You're
we
welcome.
We have a little more audience outreach to get through. And
okay.
Would you... be interested in
reaching out to the audience? Yeah. Oh, I know all about that. I brought a whole bottle of orange soda.
Fago.
You know.
I was going to offer you. I had a can. I was going to crack one open for you, but you got a whole bottle, so never mind.
Yeah, I'm just going to be sipping from that the whole time.
Yeah, enjoy.
That was for the soda.
Nice. You a Midwestern guy? Where are you from, DJ Spider?
Ohio.
Nice.
Yeah. Round on the end, high in the middle. Ohio. All right, so we got one more audience call. I don't know who it's from. It's a number I didn't recognize, but we'll just play it and see how it goes. Here we go.
Hey, this is Grendok, your favorite demon. Just wanted to call and say I hope you have a really good time with your, you know, your Halloween-themed episode. Sorry I can't be there, but, you know, I'm in Cabo. Cabo San Lucas.
I was
not the other Cabo. I'm on vacation right now.
That's great.
Yeah. And, you know, even demons got to take a break sometimes. I'm not going to possess anybody while I'm out here. I'm just going to take in the sun. It's not as hot as hell, but, you know, it's still hot. I've been inhabiting some real weirdos lately, some real wussies.
Ooh.
You know, people who just can't handle having a demon possess them.
Sounds
it doesn't
like you, John.
Make it fun for me.
I'm getting
you know,
a weird
job,
feeling.
I'd like it to be fun sometimes, you know? Sorry, I'm complaining. I'm just rambling. Anyway, you know, happy Halloween, all that good stuff. I'm sure I'll possess one of your friends sometime soon. Talk to you later.
Oh, that's nice.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, that was the demon that possessed John last year.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, Grendok the demon.
Where do you think he was standing? Yeah, it was real echoey.
It was pretty echoey.
The beach, probably.
Yeah, the beach. The beach will echo.
It was probably like a grand palace thing. What's Cabo San Lucas?
Oh, I know all about this. Me and Violent J.
Violent J, yeah.
Violent J,
we
yeah.
always go down there every winter, you know? It's our winter abode.
Where is
you guys
it?
We shack up. Snowbirds?
Yeah. It's real snowy down there.
No, Snowbird is a person who... lives in a cold climate and then travels.
I thought a snowbird is like somebody who appears in Aspen on vacation. I thought that's a snowbird.
I think it's the opposite of that.
Well,
DJ Shag, sorry. DJ
whoa,
Spider?
Whoa.
Sorry, yeah. Do you know what a snowbird is?
White is right.
That makes sense.
This is, who is this guy?
He has a whole keyboard, but he's pretty one note. So Shaggy, thanks so much for being on the podcast. I know I've thanked you before, but I...
You're welcome again.
What are you up to recently?
I've been appearing at the Edges of Woods.
Cool.
Full regalia.
Is that the gathering, or is that...
No. Just, you know, near people's backyards.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Kind of
thing.
Oh, so you're one of the menacing clowns.
Yeah.
Wow. Sick.
Yep. Yeah.
Never thought I'd meet one.
You're, of course, speaking of the recent trend where people have been citing scary clowns that are planning to murder everybody
in the suburbs.
And you're Shaggy Judip, you're saying?
Yeah,
can I call
right.
you Shaggy for short, or is that...
call me two.
Okay. Yeah, so I thought you might go there.
So two, you've been perpetuating this.
Yeah, I mean, I started the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
So first it started out as I wanted to do some, you know, like real avant-garde performances.
Sure.
You know, the whole Insane Clown Posse thing, that was, you know, that was the previous decade.
Yeah.
I'm trying to reinvent myself, so.
Oh,
but
wow.
I didn't want to give up the clown makeup, you know, it's like my armor. I gotta put it on, I'm ready to face the world. So I thought I might do some impromptu performances near the edges of woods, near people's backyards and stuff.
Yeah.
The edges of woods does sound like a good festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like a real Bon Iver type deal.
Bon Iver.
Oh, nice.
See, that's
nice.
More the kind of thing that we hired you for. Less with the...
Yeah, no editorializing. Yeah, although I'm leading him with questions, but I'm just curious. I like to know different viewpoints. You know, I'm a pretty liberal guy, so I like to...
Sure. No, Shaggy Two Dope, where do your...
You sound weak.
It's true, I am.
He's a very weak man.
Yeah.
Well, where do your politics lie? Where do your politics lie?
Oh, I don't want to, you know, get into it, but I think we should just get rid of voting entirely.
Yeah.
Okay.
This voting is rigged towards crooked Hillary.
Cool.
Oh.
So, you know, I think we should just pick a person every 4 years. You know.
Wait, what do you? Who's we?
That sounds America. Like voting. Sounds like you're describing voting.
I just, you know, just pick a person. Well, how hard could it be?
So who's we? Is it like a collective?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you don't understand what voting is and you're advocating democracy.
I don't think so. Yeah. Voting, well, it's like, you know, it's a whole mess. You don't get the day off. You have to, they're like, go vote. But you're like, oh, I have to work, you know? Sometimes back in the ICP days, that's Insane Clown Posse for you.
Sure.
Started as Inner City Posse.
Yeah.
I know.
That's right.
I know all about ICP.
Wow.
Back in those days, we used to make sure to tell everyone to go vote. And then I just got bored of it and I said, don't vote. And people responded to that even more. So
that makes sense.
Then I started thinking, why even vote? Vote, you know? No blood for oil, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you remember that.
I remember that, of course. Wow, you have some pretty interesting political leanings.
Yeah.
Also, this is the first Scary Says Yes that's leading up to a presidential election.
It's true, yeah.
You're next.
Okay.
Oh, it's a good movie. Anyway, so...
Scary movie.
Yeah.
Why?
Finally, back on topic.
Why even... Yeah. Why even vote? Just stay in, watch a scary movie. November 8th.
And then just pick the next president.
Yeah, just get together.
Okay.
Once every 4 years.
Again.
You know?
Still sounds,
it sounds
like an
you're
election.
Mostly advocating for like a day off.
Is that what it is? You working too hard?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I'm at the edges of woods, people are out voting. I just need more people to hang around near where the woods are. Not a lot of voting booths.
You don't want to publicize these shows. Maybe get people to come out on purpose.
It needs to be word of mouth. You know, it's like one of those things.
Sure, I understand.
Don't vote.
Don't vote. All right. Well, truly chilling words. Mm. All right. So we're almost done with this segment of the podcast. We all that's left is move into the next part, which is ask Harry a question.
Ooh.
Now, Shaggy Two Dope, so glad to have you here. A noted rapper. You can work with DJ Spider here, maybe work on a theme song. Sound
sure.
good?
I don't rap anymore because I'm not an ICP anymore.
Oh, sure.
So I'll do something musical for you.
Okay, great. All right. So ask Carrie a question. Here's the opening theme.
My name's Shaggy Two Dope and I'm here to say I like to ask questions in a questioning way.
Sounds
real scary. Very scary. Says yes. Like to ask a lot of questions for you. Scary. My name is Shaggy Teed Up and I'm here to say I like to verse you in a secondly way.
Great Malenko.
I'd like to pay my respects to
great. Ask Harry a question. So how this works is I'm going to ask my co-host John and my guest Shaggy Two Dope to ask me a question. I'm a relatively open book. Whatever you want to know, help me get to know you.
Cool.
John, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Now it's time for me to ask you to ask me a question.
Nice.
Thank you.
In keeping with the season, the reason for the season is spookiness. So I'm gonna say, What do you think people would describe you as? Like, what would somebody say is the scariest thing about you?
What's the scariest thing about me? Probably like my, like, I feel like I really, I'm a sociopath.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds like my kind of guy. Back in the day, you know, nowadays.
Yeah, now you're a different dude.
Reformed.
What's part of your new, what's your new persona? Like, you're not wearing your makeup.
I've switched to grape soda instead of orange.
Wow. But you have orange soda here with you?
Yeah, I'm you know, it's, I'm trying to, you can't go cold turkey.
Yeah.
That's tough. So.
That's next season.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, I mean.
So, you know, I'm, instead of carrying
I knew you were about to do it.
That's when DJ Spider goes back in his tomb.
Whoa.
Well, how long do you stay in there?
9 months.
Holy shit. Whoa. Gestation.
Oh. Gestation. Shaggy Too Dope.
Yeah.
Would you like to ask me a question?
Sure. So it's Halloween time.
That's true.
Clowns are showing up everywhere.
Thank God.
What is your opinion on, you know, the whole thing with, the clowns showing up everywhere?
Oh, good question.
Yeah. No one's ever asked me that. So I'm honored to finally be asked. I think, I mean, knowing now that it's a performance piece from a frustrated former rapping clown, I guess that it's good. I support the arts. I dislike art, but I like the arts.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm for it.
Okay. Well, not all of them is me.
Oh, they're
They're copycats.
Yeah. CCs.
Copy clowns.
Triple Cs.
I feel like they're not really understanding what I'm trying to put out there. I'm trying to promote positivity, I'm trying to promote, you know, just friendliness. You know, just walk over to your friendly neighbor's backyard, you know, that kind of thing. These people are out here scaring people in the dark, all kinds of stuff. I don't condone that.
So if you had a message to send to these creepy clowns, maybe accompanied by our our DJ here. What's something?
Oh, that's new.
What would you want to say? Oh yeah, that is a new sound from DJ. First, I thought that maybe DJ Spider could only do those few things, but here's a new thing.
Don't underestimate DJ Spider.
Back to that.
I didn't stop getting work because I'm bad at music.
It's probably just like
I touched a girl.
I forgot that he was also a pedophile.
Yeah.
He got so busy talking about how he's a racist.
I thought he was just like a realist about scariness. Like he didn't understand ghoulies and goblins.
Yeah.
And just went straight for the thing that people fear most. Sure. And
found it. Anyway, so Shaggy Too Dope, maybe give a message to these scary clowns and accompanied by our terrible accompanist.
Drop a beat.
Yeah.
Shaggy Too Dope, and I'm here to say the clowns really need to go away. Not here to scare people. I'm just here to share steeples with churches.
Oh, wow.
The musician. I'm touring with churches.
Oh, cool.
In my dreams, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gospel choir. Cool.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong with what they do in the churches.
What's your opinion on Muslims?
A quick break and we'll be right back on Harry Says Yes.
Scary Says Yes.
Scary Says Yes. Hi everybody, welcome back to Harry Says Yes. We're here with Shaggy Too Dope.
Shaggy Too Dope.
John Briggs.
John Briggs.
And of course DJ Spider.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Nope. Guys, we've reached the games portion of the podcast. Yes. I'm very excited about the games. I've prepared a lot of spooky games. In the past, John, you remember, we haven't really had a chance to get to the games. But we will this time because I'm very excited about them. The very first game that I have prepared on this podcast, is a little game about getting to know everyone, you know. It's normally we play a game called Do You Care? Do you know what this game's going to be called?
Do You Scare?
Do You Scare? Here's the opening theme to Do You Scare?
Do You Scare?
Wait. Sorry, one second.
That's okay.
What was that? Someone's at the door. Hold on. I'm going to go answer the door. Shaggy Two Dope, you hold court for just a second.
Hey, it's me, Shaggy Two Dope. I've been drinking all this Faygo. All right,
great. Oh, come on over.
Whoa.
So, guys, someone was at the door. They asked to be on the podcast. I don't know who it is, but welcome.
Do you have a moment to talk about monsters' rights?
Ooh.
Hello, I'm Harry Nelson. How are you?
Hi, my name's Gil.
Hi, Gil. It's DJ Spider.
Hello.
Hello, Gil.
We got John.
My name.
We got John Briggs right there.
Hi, Gil.
John, hi.
Of course, you got Shaggy Two Dope.
Shaggy Two Dope. I'm back on the sauce.
What? Shaggy Two Dope.
Orange soda sauce.
Yeah, he drank way too much orange Faygo. He was mixing it with the grape.
Pulling out the hatchet. Here we go.
He just means he's showing you his tattoo. That's all he means.
And my literal hatchet.
Oh, God, he has a hatchet.
Is that... See, I can see why people are getting concerned. Anyway.
Yeah.
So do you have a moment to talk about monsters' rights?
I mean, we're in the middle of a podcast here. Are you familiar with podcasts,
yes,
Gil?
I have my own.
Oh, yeah? What's your podcast called?
It's called Fish Time.
Fish Time.
My name's...
Thanks.
Does he live here?
No, I live here.
One day.
Well, you're never going to live here.
You say that now.
My name is Gil. It's short for Gil Monster.
Okay.
I'm...
Like Gila Monster?
No, Gil Monster. Okay. Like I have gills that I breathe through instead of a nose. I much like a fish, hence Fish Talk being my podcast.
Now, Gil, you do have a nose. Can you just not breathe through it?
It's not a nose.
I
wear this so that I'm not heckled on the streets.
What happens if you take it off?
Take off the nose.
Gross. It's like in the olden days when people had syphilis, they'd put on a fake nose glasses.
He's got a gaping. It's like a Boardwalk Empire type situation. Ugh.
And this is the kind of discrimination I'm hearing.
I'm so sorry.
I'm better known as the creature from the Black Lagoon. Oh, yeah, that's the response I get all the time. I have to remind
you're always
people.
Talking to Randy Savage?
Randy Savage. Rest in peace, say, Randy Savage.
Didn't he say, oh, yeah, am I crazy?
No, he said
you're thinking
the
of the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
No, they say
more like the Ghoul-Aids Man.
Oh, boy.
Just, you know, pipe it down just a bit, DJ Spider.
Can I ask, Gil, what's your middle name? I'm just curious if it's...
It's just a hyphen. Gil hyphen Monster.
Okay. Weird middle name.
Weird middle. I mean, but he's also a creature from the Black Lagoon. So, monsters' rights. You're here to talk about monsters' rights?
Yes.
I have a moment to talk about it.
Oh, good. No one's ever said yes before. Sorry, let me compose myself. I didn't think I would get a chance to do this. Thank you for your time. My name is Gil, and I'm here to tell you about monsters' rights. There are many monsters all over the world who are discriminated against and forgotten on a regular basis.
Ooh,
that's nice.
For example?
Oh, you seem to be inspiring DJ
Spider. For example, creatures from the Black Lagoon.
Okay, so you.
Well, of course me, but others as well.
Do you think Swamp Thing took away a little bit of, you know, your spotlight?
In the late 80s and early 90s, yes, but no longer.
Okay.
How many creatures from the Black Lagoon are there?
Four.
Just four.
But you were the titular creature from the Black Lagoon.
I mean, I have a mom and a dad and a sister.
Okay. Oh.
But I was the one who got the screen time.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean,
What rights are you fighting for?
We just want to be. We want to be heard. We want to be seen. We want to be acknowledged. Okay. When's the last time you saw a child dressed up like?
Oh, I couldn't. Oh, so go on.
When's the last time you saw a child dressed up like a creature from the Black Lagoon?
I don't think ever.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one.
Maybe for a split second,
I thought you were a child dressed as the creature from the Black Lagoon.
If only.
You're a lot shorter in person than I imagine.
Yeah, well, they had me on stilts, especially when I had to carry that woman around into the water. Wow. She was a lot taller than me, and they thought it emasculated a monster, which is another problem.
DJ Spider, he's pouring out his heart and soul.
No, it's moving. Yeah, it's moving me. All right, sorry, go on.
Are you the kind of person who cares about those who are different from you?
I've never have been before.
Are you okay, DJ?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Well,
thank God.
Back to normal. Everything seems status quo. Shaggy Two Dope, you're a person who deals in the weird.
Oh, the dark carnival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think? Would a creature from the Black Lagoon have a place in your
carnival? Are you kidding
carnival
me?
Of
come on down to Creek and Rock, Illinois. That's where we do our annual gathering of the Juggalos.
Great. Felt like that was necessary.
I'm going to go back to drinking Faygo.
Okay. He is really downing those Faygos.
I'm concerned, but, you know.
When I came in, he said he was back on the sauce.
Yeah. I think he meant Faygo.
Oh.
Have you ever had Faygo?
I have not.
What are some of your favorite soft drinks?
I'd primarily drink water.
From the Black Lagoon?
Any place, as long as it's not, contaminated, which most of it is, another problem we face on a daily basis.
Oh, like that toxic Avenger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ooh, that guy's a phony.
Yeah.
Flint was a good thing.
Okay, well.
Which Flint thing? I think
he's talking about contaminated water.
Oh, not the...
In Michigan?
Yeah, not the thing with cars.
I was talking about the cars.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, no, I know I can't. I could drink the soft drinks, but I just don't do it because I get enough bubbles regularly, and I can't taste much because I don't have a nose. And as you know, with a creature like me, so much of taste is connected to your nose.
It's true.
True. Well, okay. Well, we have some games prepared. Would you be interested in maybe joining us? You can maybe shoehorn in whatever.
Could I get a glass of water?
Can you breathe on land, or how does it work?
No, I've been holding my breath this entire time. Oh, yes, I can breathe on land.
Oh, I prefer he's being to be in water.
He's real sarcastic.
He's doing a bit.
Sarcastic.
I noticed you're starting to play black keys on the keyboard as well.
Oh, wow.
I feel like I'm changing.
So how's this game work?
I'm sorry, DJ Spider's having a moment. Please continue. Please continue.
All right. So
the game.
Great. I don't know if we have enough time for Do You Scare. We're already running dangerously low on time. Do you guys want to do You Scare?
Of course.
Yeah, John. Do you do Shaggy Two Dope? Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go, baby.
I like this guy.
Shaggy Tudo's back.
This is classic Shaggy
Tudo.
He's
back. You're putting on your makeup
again?
Yeah,
that's right. Black around the eyes, white everywhere else.
Yeah.
I like that still.
Great. All right. So Do You Scare. So how this works is I'm going to mention a classic Halloween trope.
Ooh.
You guys will tell me whether or not that scare... we get when I say scares, will you give me a thing? Whether or not that scare... All right, one more time.
Okay.
Whether or not that scare.
You have to look at
on
me.
On the one.
Okay.
Okay.
Whether or not that
one
scares you. Okay.
Oh, I missed it.
Good enough. All right, so you tell me whether or not that scares you, and then we'll go around the room. Sound good, everyone? Does everyone get it?
I got it.
Do you scare? John, we'll start with you. So the very first thing on Do You Scare. See, he got it.
Yeah.
He learned fifth time's the charm. is a
don't condescend me.
A Frankenstein's monster, John. Does a Frankenstein's monster scare you?
It shouldn't.
Yeah, do not scare.
Do not scare?
Do not scare.
Why shouldn't a Frankenstein's monster scare? Now I like it a lot. Why shouldn't that scare John?
There's nothing to be afraid of. He's tall. Oh no, a tall man. He's got a wife. Ooh.
I don't think him having a wife is a big part of.
Exactly. There's nothing scary about a man with a family.
He's put together from different parts of other people.
It's definitely weird.
It is weird. If you saw a Frankenstein's monster came out from the bay and scared you, would you be scared by it?
Why is he coming out of the bay?
I don't know.
Maybe he was visiting me.
Maybe he was visiting Finn.
Yeah, Finn? I guess.
Gil.
My bad. I should be writing this down.
Yeah, in that circumstance, I do scare.
Cool. DJ Spider, the idea of a Frankenstein's monster pieced together from different people, from different backgrounds and ethnicities, how does that make you feel?
I don't know.
Would you say you hate it?
I once thought I did.
Oh.
Hate is a very strong word.
Listening to everyone's stories tonight.
All right. So the next thing, Shaggy Tudo book.
Shaggy Tudo.
I wasn't done!
So you tell me whether or not this scares you.
Give it your best shot, buddy.
A vampire.
Vampire. No, come on. I've seen every one of my fans wears vampire clothing.
Yeah, but a real vampire.
Wait, every one of your fans wears vampire clothing?
Shouldn't they wear clown clothing? Yeah.
No, that's us. Me and Violet J. And all the fans wear all kinds of monster clothing, whatever they want.
Huh.
We accept all kinds.
Wow.
So the gathering is really like a real-life execution of... Spooky word. Of the Monster Mash?
That's right.
I'm a big fan of the Monster Mash.
Oh, yeah?
And frankly, the Dark Carnival sounds like a wonderful place for monsters to gather.
Yeah, maybe you two can work something out. Maybe you can set up a booth at the...
A booth!
Thank you. See, this is the kind of thing. More of this.
More politics.
Well, obviously, that's not what I meant.
Well, monsters, right? So that is, it's political.
We can't vote yet.
Really?
No.
Who would you vote for in this upcoming election?
Can you venture a guess? His name rhymes with Belf Vader.
Well, this is probably why you're not allowed to vote. So Shaggy Two Dope Vampires.
What year do you think? Do you think it's
1995. Okay. I'm ready for the 1996 election.
All right.
And Ralph Nader is going to turn this country around and make this country green again.
MAGA.
Huh.
So, Shaggy Two Dope, no scary scare?
No, vampires, come on.
What does scare a scary clown such as yourself?
I don't want to admit this, but clowns scare me.
Clown.
Yeah.
So you,
it's a Bruce Wayne situation.
You became the thing that scares you most.
That's right.
Did you have rich parents that were murdered in front of you?
No, both my parents were clowns.
And were they murdered in front of you?
No, they weren't.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
They died of old age or?
No, they're still around.
Yeah?
Okay, great.
I call them once a week.
Oh, that's good.
You know, this is too scary for me.
Well, I
wish I was back in the Dark Carnival, the sure. gathering of the Juggalos.
But that's a place full of clowns.
That's right.
Apparently not.
No, I'm the only
monsters,
clown.
Yeah. Vampires and
so Violent J. When you see him, are you not terrified?
I never make eye contact. So that's Shaggy Two Dope's life.
Great. All right. So, Gil.
Yes.
Can I call you Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yeah, if you want to.
Because you're the only one here. Like, if your family were around, your mother, father, and sister, then I couldn't refer to you as that because you're all creatures from the Black Lagoon.
I mean, yeah, but I'm the only one here. I would exactly know who you're talking about.
Great.
I'd rather not be singled out like that, but yes.
All right. So, creature from the Black Lagoon. Does this thing scare you? I'm about to tell you what it is.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You've heard of the previous things.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they were?
Frankenstein's monster and vampires.
Up next, Frankenstein.
The doctor?
Dr. Frankenstein.
I mean, yes, I am afraid of him, but not for the reasons you would expect, is my guess.
Oh, unexpected reasons, eh? I'll listen to him.
In general, I am afraid of doctors.
Sure.
Dentists, orthodontists. You can see my teeth.
Ah.
Huh.
You need some. Yeah.
I deserve that kind of. I'm just afraid. I don't like them sticking needles in me and things like that. And yeah, in general, I stay away from hospitals and doctor's offices and ambulances.
And?
I've never seen a medical boat before near the lagoon, but I would assume somewhere in Brazil there is.
Sure.
I'm from Brazil.
Vaccines are a hoax!
Okay. All right,
that's
so,
how they control you.
That's
you this guys guy's are, got the right idea. All
right, so that's how you play. Do you scare? Let me hear that closing theme. Shaggy Two-Dope, take it away.
Shaggy Two-Dope and Violet J. My Violet J is not here. Where is he? I'm scared. Violet J, where are you? Oh my God, I shouldn't have broken up the ICP. Go back to him.
Great.
Verse two.
No, stop. Stop playing that.
I think songs are musical ideas that should be fully explored.
Right, hired the wrong guy.
That's hurtful.
Great. So, guys, we've reached the end of the podcast. We did it. How does everyone feel?
I feel energized. I'm Shaggy Two Dope. I'm reforming the ICP. We're back in business, baby.
Awesome.
Look out for us, 2018.
You're going to take a whole year.
You got to write a new album. Are you still opening for churches?
That's right. I'm religious, by the way. I don't know if anyone knows that. ICP is an evangelical. We tricked everyone into believing God.
I think I write about that. That's why you hate magnets.
Churches, secret Christianity. It's all explicit
Christianity.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks everyone for being here. I guess, does anyone have anything they'd like to plug? John, we'll start with you.
Find me on Twitter at SaveJohnBriggs, no H. That's two G's and Briggs.
I think you're pretty good on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm great. buy my shirt.
Just score this a little bit, DJ. Just give him a light score underneath plugs.
Something
the
uplifting. Song. Do something new. Save John Briggs. Yep, that's me.
Great. Gil, would you like to plug anything?
Well, I'm in the United States for another 2 weeks. I'll be going door to door as I was before I happened upon this podcast.
Yeah.
I'll be flyering. I'm going to be speaking at Tufts.
Great.
The Boston. End of next week.
No.
You can follow me on Twitter at Fishtime and
at Fishtime?
Yeah, but with a Y.
With Time an with H a, as well?
No, F.
Not like the herb.
There's F. F Y S H T Y M E.
Oh, so two Ys.
So it's like Fishtime.
Sure. Was Fishtime taken?
Yes.
And was Fish with a Y taken? Fishtime? Yes. Yeah, okay.
So, but yeah, you can listen to Fishtime on iTunes and Stitcher, and follow one person on Twitter.
Oh, who's that? Barack Obama.
Tom Hanks Giving.
Oh.
That's my friend Andy Fitch.
How about that?
He drew a portrait of me once.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, wow. I saw that. That's on his Instagram. It's beautiful. He's a very talented artist.
Wow.
He seems like a jerk.
Why do you follow him?
Because he's still funny.
Okay. Right. That's nice.
So would you recommend people follow him?
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
Primarily on Instagram, because he doesn't use Twitter that much. You know, his Instagram links to his Twitter, so the tweet will be an Instagram post.
Huh. Wait.
So should they follow him on Twitter or on Instagram?
On both. Great. That way you'll never miss
a post. Shaggy Tudup, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Yes, that's right. We're back, baby. Creek and Cave, Illinois, 2018.
Wait,
it's the gathering of the Jennylows.
Illinois now?
Yeah, that's right.
Sweet. You guys do improv and stand-up there as well? You got nice vegan burritos?
Oh, we got
burritos.
A stand-up tent, all right. Cool. We got wrestling. We got helicopter rides. We've got motocross.
Yeah. It seems like a great event. I wish I could go.
Faygo everywhere. Sticky juice, orange, in your hair.
Sounds disgusting.
I don't like that.
I
don't like that at all.
Follow me on at ICP.
Oh, cool. Who do you follow on Twitter?
I follow Barack Obama.
Okay.
Nice.
Finally, DJ Spider. Do you know DJ Snake, by the way?
I do.
Oh, good. Very talented. Okay, so how can people find you on the internet?
You can follow my Pinterest.
Oh, great.
I have a folder of my favorite living rooms.
Sounds great.
Wholesome.
Yeah. It's not what I expected, but sometimes what you least expect is what you most are glad you found.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that on my Pinterest page.
So I think everyone here has heard what a great musician you are. If anyone's looking to book a spooky musician with interesting political and sexual views, reach out. How can they book you?
They can find me in the Black Pages.
Oh, it's like the White Pages, but scarier.
Just Google my name.
That's the DJ Rubber Spider.
And I just want to say I learned a lot tonight.
Yeah.
I made a new best friend, and his name is Gil.
You're welcome at the Lagoon anytime. As for you three.
Me, John, and Shaggy Tudup?
I mean, Shaggy Tudup unofficially gave me an invitation to the gathering. So come too.
Harry invited you into his home.
Invited you into my home and onto my podcast.
I stepped in on my own accord.
Sure, he didn't brush right past me. Pick up that microphone. Well, John, I think...
Can I get that water now?
No. All things considered, this has been a pretty...
It's the first Halloween episode I didn't black out.
Yeah, nobody died. Mm-hmm. You weren't possessed.
Nope.
Nobody became a vampramer or anything of the sort.
Nope.
So I think I'd call it a success.
Yeah, it might even be canonical.
Well, we'll have to see how it shakes out in the edit.
If this isn't canonical, that's erasure.
Well, yeah.
All right, Canada it is. Yay!
Yay!
Shaggy Tudup approves. You all are welcome to the Dark Carnival.
Oh, that sounds like fun. All right, so that's been Scary Says Yes for another year. We'll see you in 2017, the scariest year
before ICP gets back together.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you to all of my guests. Do you want to go around and say one final word?
Hey, what's going on?
That's
more than a word. Sorry.
Okay, more than words is all I have to say.
Where's your bathroom?
That's right back there.
He's going to drink water from the toilet bowl.
ICP's back, baby. Expect us near the edges of woods.
Sure. Great. All right, so that's been Harry Says Yes for another year. We'll see you next time on Everybody. Goodbye. End of podcast. Gotta summon. Send them to you. Let me hear that opening theme. Everyone at the same time.
Yeah, my name is John Briggs, and I'm here to say that I'm gonna be John Briggs all damn day. I'm also a friend of Violent J, so here he is. I'm Violent J.
Great.